Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do say thank you for your love, your grace, your mercies, your provisions, making a way out of no way. Father God, we say thank you for your divine protection. Father God, as we rise and we shine this day in faith, Father God, in anticipation and expectation, Father God, of fulfilling your desires and your will for our lives this day. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for what we have. Thank you for what we're going to have. And thank you for what you've already done, Father God. It's all good because we know, Father God, hallelujah, that if it was good or not good, it's working together for our good. And so we bless you and we say thank you, Father. Father, thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for open doors. Thank you for favor. Thank you for healing. Thank you for salvation and eternal life. God, we just say thank you. In all things, we do give you praise. In all things. So hallelujah and glory be to your holy and righteous name. Bless our services on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Where you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. And we say thank you. Now, Father, you taught your disciples to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Good morning. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord as we are rejoicing. And this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great. And his name is greatly to be praised. We are welcoming all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Enjoy the services. Amen. And come on back. Amen. We meet here 6 days a week. Amen. And we are approaching our 12th year. 12th year. Amen. Glory be to God. Of lifting up the name of Jesus. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host on this morning. Amen. We are still in celebration. Amen. We are still, amen, in the Passover season. Amen. Hallelujah. all glory. And guess what? And for us here in this ministry, amen, every day is Passover for us. Every day, amen. We just don't wait to Easter or Christmas or Thanksgiving to give God some praise. We just don't wait, amen, for when we dedicate a Wednesday for Praise Wednesday or Praise Saturday or Praise Friday. No, praise is what we do. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. But I'm telling you right now, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It just, amen. It started last week. It was an elevation in the spirit. It was a shifting in the spirit. Oh, my God. High in the spirit. Amen. And I refuse to come down. I refuse to come down. I don't care what the enemy might try to throw. Amen. Allergic reaction. Glory be to God. K action, fee action, fo action, catchem action. You can try whatever you want to try. I refuse to come down. I refuse to come down. Amen. Glory be to God. Look, let me tell you something. I got to praise God with my mouth closed. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Huh? If I got to praise God in a laying down position with my head propped up on the pillow, hey, come on, somebody. If I'm too weak to stand, I'll lay down and praise him. If I'm too weak to stand, I'll sit down and praise him. Hey, my God, Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. If I can't clap my hands, I'll clap my feet. If I can't clap my feet, I'll clap my heart. If I can't clap my heart, I'll blink my eyes. Glory be to God. I said I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. Hallelujah. And to God be glory. All right, all right, all right. Amen. We're still talking about a few women in the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Got a nice little lineup here. Lord's willing, we're going to run this until Mother's Day. Amen. And then, Lord's willing, we're going to talk about the men. The men is on the calendar, so I don't know if it's going to be immediately after the women or what. Amen. Hallelujah. But then we'll mix them up. In case we forgot anybody, we do the woman one day and the man the next day, and do the little girl, amen, the next day. Glory be to God. God used a lot of children in the Bible. It's a couple of them, too. Yeah. Then what about the little girl, amen, that took Naaman over to that dirty water? Huh? And Naaman didn't want to dip seven times. Number one, because it's a little girl telling him to dip. Let me tell you something. Anybody got a lot of sense will listen to what a child has to say. I said, you will listen to what's coming out of that baby's mouth, from the mouth of babes and sucklings. Say, glory be to God. Amen. Coming to us this morning all the way from North Carolina. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. And her dedication, her commitment in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Everything that she does. Amen. To lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we thank God for her. Amen. Glory be to God. At this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others our Dr. Lauren. Amen. Glory be to God. As she comes, amen, to give her take, amen, on Vashti. I think it's Vashti. Amen. Glory be to God. You'll find out in a minute. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So let me see here. Good morning, good morning. Dr. Lauren, are you there?
Yes, good morning, and to God be the glory. How about yourself?
I'm exceedingly well, and to God be the glory is right. I concur with you. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you for serving on this morning, and the floor is absolutely yours.
And thank you for the invite. To God be the glory. We will be coming from Esther this morning. Esther's Esther 1. But the title is, It's Not What It Looks Like. It's Not What It Looks Like. Ours is Vashti. Vashti was queen to Xerxes. the Persian king, Esther 1, on the final day of the king's banquet, Queen Vashti was summoned. In other words, she was ordered to come. She had to be there. She could not refuse. She had to come because she was summoned for the purpose of displaying her beauty. Hallelujah. Now, her beauty was on display because of who she was. She was a beautiful woman. But Vashti, she was modest. She didn't care about all of that, walking and making a grand appearance. That wasn't who she was. And modesty is an attitude of humility and decency in dress, grooming, language, and behavior. In other words, you do not have to draw undue attention to yourself. And she didn't do that. She didn't do that because that's not who she was. See, when people look on you as being a woman of beauty, her appearance, her very appearance, that's who she was. So, in other words, when you come in and people look on you like that, oh, my God, look at her. Look how her hair is fixed. Look at her attire. No, she didn't care about none of that. See, it's her heart. It's in her heart and where her beauty lies. But men want to look at you and undress you at the same time. But that's not who she was. So look, let's look into what happened. It says, Vashti refused the invitation. And this sparked controversy among the king's advisors. Fearing Vashti's disobedience would discredit men throughout the kingdom, the queen was deposed. And what do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? She was removed from her office. And it says she was moved suddenly and with force. See, when people think that you are being disobedient, they want to get rid of you. But see, this is an agenda of God that she's getting ready to walk away from. This was not about her. This was not about her glory. This was not about her beauty. This was not about none of that. This was about what's getting ready to take place in all of what she is doing. It says here, it says, and a new queen was sought to take her place. But this is all in God's plan. See, in other words, she was walking out of something to walk into something to move a Queen Esther in the way. This was about God's plan right here. This was to open the way for Esther, who was chosen as her successor. The Lord, it says the Lord overruled. So Esther was then in position to help save her people, the Jews, from destruction. See, God always used one person. But the person that's assigned to the position is the one he's going to use. She was just used there for temporary purposes. That's all. But the real glory and honor, God was about to allow it to come into fruition by using Esther. But Vashti was there just for a season. See, because nobody can do your job. She held her position the time that she was there. But she was now being replaced. So it was nothing strange that she was doing. But see, this was in the spiritual. But people looking at this, oh, she was disobedient. She didn't obey her husband. It had nothing to do with that because, see, in the carnal, you would think that she was being disobedient. But in the spiritual, this was all God's plan. for Queen Esther in the name of Jesus. So when you in position by God to do something and you think, oh, that person should be in that position, you can't say that because you don't know what God's agenda is. You think somebody can speak so elaborate, but you don't know what God's agenda is for that individual. She held down her position for a season, just like all of us. We're just waiting in line. And then when the timing is right, because God is about divine timing. See, that's why I say it's not what it looks like. It looked like she was disobedient, but she wasn't. This was all working for God's glory. For the Bible says all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to God's purposes. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 and 20. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have to God? And we are not, listen, ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God. See, Vashti, she knew who she was. She wasn't bringing no attention to herself. It was all about God bringing glory and honor to God because she is not her own. She was bought with a price just like all of us. We can't do what we want to do. We got to move by the Spirit. When God say move, move. When God say stay, stay. But you got to be in tune with the Spirit and listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. Because God bought us with a price, the blood of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 7 and 23 says, ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. We're not here to please men. She wasn't here to please men. She wasn't here to please her king, walk up and down and prancy around having people look at her. That's not who she was. She's a woman of modesty, of great value. And that's what I want us to get from this morning, to know our worth. And not move because man say, do this. Listen to what the Spirit of the living God is saying. It's not what it looks like. And that concludes our message. In Jesus' name, amen. And God bless you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. It's not what it looks like. Love my God. Hallelujah. Vashti, amen, hallelujah. She knew she was modest, amen. She was probably the most beautiful lady in the country there, amen. But she did not want undue attention to herself, amen. Thank God for her heart, amen. Glory be to God. It showed a lot about her, amen. Because she, most people would have said, look, sure, you know what I mean. Came strutting down. You know what I mean? Like they was on the runway somewhere. Amen. Glory be to God. But beautiful, beautiful presentation. It was the will of God to remove her. Ooh, hallelujah, my God. Her season
Amen.
Was up. Ah.
Yes.
The season
hallelujah.
Was over. Her season was over. Sometimes we stay
yes.
in expired seasons. Season was up a long time ago. Glory be to God. Her season was up. Glory be to God. And Esther's season was in. So you bring a very, very profound thought this morning. We got to know when the season ends and when the season begins. Oh,
Amen.
My God, Jesus. Woo! When this assignment is up and this assignment has begun, my God, then God said
Amen.
It is time. For every season under heaven. She knew her worth. She knew her worth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But that was it wasn't about her. It wasn't even about Esther. Amen.
No.
It wasn't even about the king. It was all about God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
My God. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Vashi was called for his purpose.
Yes.
She was called. She served her time. She served her. She held the king down until Esther got there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Know your worth, saints. Know your worth. Amen.
Yes.
It's not what it looks like. And I'm telling you, that's enough right there for us to hold on to today. As you go through this day, amen, go through, amen, the balance of this Passover season, this year, the rest of your walk with Christ. So it's not what it looks like. Amen. Glory, we walk by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said we can call
those things
that be not as though they were.
Thank you, God.
It ain't always what it looked like. Come on now. Hallelujah.
Mm.
But it will be what the Lord has called it to be. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is going to have his way. My God, beautiful, 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 beautiful. Amen. Don't nobody talk too much about her, you know. And we thank God for Esther because Esther was really, really a blessing. Amen. But don't nobody talk that much about the first wife. Amen. Glory be to God. But we find no fault in this first wife other than the fact that she was not vain.
Amen.
That she wasn't vain. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, her beauty was supposed to be to the king anyway. The king was supposed to have been mesmerized with her, not the whole, you know, the courthouse.
That's right.
Glory be to God. And I don't know. Glory be to God. I can sort of understand. I guess my season would have been up too because I could sort of understand. My husband calling me just for me to parade up and down for everybody to, you know, be pleased and whistling and, you know, and all that other stuff. I don't know. My season might have been up, too. I don't know. I might have told him, look, y'all go on and have fun, you know, really. But anyhow.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah,
I agree with you there because, listen, while she's walking up and down, and it could have been for years and years and years, these same men was undressing her, and the king didn't even realize it.
Lust.
Undressing her right in front of the king, and he didn't even realize it because he couldn't see.
Right.
It was about appearance for him. Look at my beautiful wife.
Right. His
but you don't know what was in the heart of those men.
And she probably did know what was in the heart. That's probably why she didn't want to go.
No, she did. Yeah, she did.
Right.
But he probably didn't know.
Right.
Because he kept on asking her to do, you know, to make that appearance. See, he was the one that was blind, not her.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Showing her off.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. But look at that. But God worked that thing out.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Glory be to God. Amen. And the Bible doesn't say anything more about her when she was, you know what I mean, removed. But, I believe in my spirit that God took good care of her. She was okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. She ain't one for nothing.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And so we want to bless God. Hallelujah. Beloved, and you know what? It's not what it looks like. And so all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose, even in her disobedience. See, God blended that in because he already knew how it was going to go down.
Yeah,
he already knew that this was going to be Esther way in. But look, God worked all that. God has a way of just blending. He blends everything in. Glory be to God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When we do right and when we do wrong. Glory be to God.
You confess your sins.
He'll forgive you for your sins. But he already worked that in the equation.
Yes, he did.
Because God already knew what you were going to do before you did it.
Thank you,
Glory
God.
Be to God. Amen. It's not what it looks like. So some of you can get some hope today. Some of you can get some encouragement today. Come on, dry your eyes, dry your tears. Come on now, get your joy back, get your laugh on, get your praise on, get your worship on. Come on now, it's not what it looks like. No, glory be to God. We know it looked bad. Amen. It's not what it looks like. Glory be to
Amen.
God. I know some of you already got some bad news pending, your bad news from the doctor, anticipating bad news. It's not what it looks like.
Amen.
Amen. But know your worth. Know who you are in Christ. Know that God is on your side. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, knowing that if God be for you, who could be against you? Come on now. Man up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror. Glory be to God. We are victorious. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We will live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. Come on. It ain't what it look like. Know who you are. Know, she said, know your worth. Know who you are and whose you are. Glory be to God. And God will take care of you. Amen. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Amen, Dr. Lauren. Amen. Absolutely beautiful. Amen. What's happening over there in North Carolina? Any developments in North Carolina? Any updates? Anything you want to share with us on this morning?
Well, you know, I'm really not a news person, so
okay.
I haven't heard anything, you know, no new developments or anything, but God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, and he's keeping us, and he's blessing us, and we still have a job. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And this way, this job can bless other people, help, you know, somebody, you know, because we think that we're working just for ourselves, but that's not the case. Because when you're on assignment, and you don't know who God, you know, will put in your path to say, here, give this to this person or give this to that person. We don't know. So we just on assignment over here. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yep, I'll be preaching my first sermon at my church on May the 8th.
Mother's Day.
Yes, yes.
Okay, they spotlighting you on Mother's Day. Boy, that is an honor.
To God be the glory. I'm a little nervous here, but God got me.
Yeah, just do like you do. Just do like you do. Sometimes I prepare too hard depending on who I'm, you know, speaking to, and the Lord just showing me to relax and do like you do, be like you be, and it always works out. Amen. So you shall do
Amen.
Well.
Amen. Thank you.
Look,
thank you for
every
those
time you come to this platform, every time you come to this platform, you're shining like a bright star. Amen. Just do like
thank
you do.
Thank you to God
be like
glory.
And let the Lord be glorified. Thank you so much again for sharing. Amen. Glory be to God. And absolutely, absolutely wonderful bullet points on today. It's not what it looks like. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day.
God bless you. You too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. All right, that was Dr. Lauren, amen, all the way out of North Carolina, amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for, amen, her sharing, amen, very, very encouraging, amen, on Vashti, amen. Glory be to God. She was the first wife, amen, until Queen Esther came along, amen, who was the second wife. And they both served God's purposes, the first wife and the second wife. So if any of you out there, the second wife, just know you got your purpose too. The first wife season expired. Now's your season. Amen. Amen. To God be praised. All right. So tomorrow, Lord's willing, amen, we will be hearing about Jochebed. I'm getting these names all twisted up. Amen. But anyway, she was Moses' mother. All right. So there you go. Hey, you can practice her name today. Amen. All right. Amen. In form of announcements. Wednesday. Okay. We're going to be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock and then Bible study at 8. We're going to do Bible study on Facebook tonight. And it's for several reasons. But anyhow, that's where we're going to be. 8 o'clock tonight on all of social media. Amen. Glory be to God. And For our Good Friday services, we had some interference, but we do have a recording with no interference that's playing on our TV channel. Amen. So I'm going to be texting everybody today with the link to our TV channel and get the time that that's going to be playing. I know it played at 12 o'clock yesterday, but I'll give you the time. And so you can watch if you want to watch the Good Friday services uninterrupted. Amen. YouTube is working on something. But I already know what YouTube's working on because it's not what it looks like. When YouTube, because Erica plays some music from other authors, you know, but she did put down there, we do not own the rights to the music. So Erica did everything she was supposed to do. Look, when YouTube released this, let me tell you something. I'm telling you, it's going viral. That's what I said. That's what I meant. It's going viral. I don't care if it's a week later or a month later, it's going viral. Amen. In Jesus' name. So everybody be getting the link. Amen. If you want to watch that and if you want to watch some of our other recordings on our TV channel. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. That's it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be back at 12 o'clock. Amen. For prayer. And then at 8 o'clock for Bible study. And then Lord's willing tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock a.m. Facebook Live. Amen. For at the morning altar. And then back here at the breakfast table at 6 o'clock. If this is your first time with us, may we hear from you. May we hear from you. Please send us out an email, text message, whatever you want to do. Go to lifewordjesus.org. Get out all of our information, our mailing address. For some of you, if you're not, don't know how to use computers that good, all right, P.O. Box 461, write us a letter. I know a lot of people aren't techie. I know some people don't even have social media. We can't take for granted that everybody has social media and everybody is techie. We know we're all learning, amen, because we don't want to get lost in the sauce, as the young people say. Amen. If you're listening today, amen, and you want to reach out to us, send us an old-fashioned letter. It'll get to us, amen, and make it to address it to Life Word Jesus. Amen. And the mailing address is P.O. Box 461, and that's in Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And we'll get it. Amen. If you don't want to do an email, if you don't want to, you know, send us an old-fashioned letter, amen, and we will respond to it, by the way. All right. That's it. Thanks. Amen. I love you. I love you, everybody. Have a good day, a blessed day. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. And it's not what it looked like. God, we thank you. It's not what it looked like. Ooh, my God. God, and you know the hearts. Man just the outward appearance. But God, you know the hearts. And so, Father God, that's the only thing that matter. You are not deceived. Nothing's hidden from you. You have all the details. You know what we do. You know why we do it. Father God, you know the intents of the heart, Father God. You know everything, Father God. You know what we're going to do before we do it, what we're going to say before we say it, and you know why we said it. You know, Father God. And Father God, when we write, we praise you, and when we're wrong, we confess and ask you to forgive us. Forgive us until Christ be formed in us. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Thank you for Dr. Lauren. Thank you for her sharing on today, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless her. God, if she stands up on May 8th to bring forth that message, Father God, anoint her. Use her like never before. Like never before, Father. In the name of Jesus, that souls will be saved. Backsliders reclaimed. Father, souls encouraged. The sick healed. Father God, in miracles. God, you said miracles will come forth after the preaching of the kingdom. So, Father God, may the miracles manifest. In Jesus' name, God, we say thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today with the prayer warriors, Father God, and tonight back at 8 o'clock for our Bible study or, Father God, on Facebook or social media. I say social media, not just Facebook, but social media, Father God, at 8 o'clock. Thank you, God. Thank you for leading us, guiding us, direct us. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer, this service, Father God, by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, will not, and shall not be broken. Hallelujah. Now to him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. I love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen, everybody. Have a beautiful, glorious, victorious, powerhouse, miraculous day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Can y'all just put your hands together like we down south and let's go to church? I feel like having old church today. Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. praise in this place.